This is Let's Talk Big with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel. The Owens Community College Campus Read is taking place now and throughout the semester with the goal of bringing awareness of different perspectives through books. The Campus Read book is the New York Times bestseller, True Biz by Sarah Novick. True Biz is a story of sign language and lip reading, cochlear implants and civil rights, isolation and injustice, first love and loss, and above all, great persistence, daring, and joy. Now, sharing passages, topics, and events related to the book is Owens Community College Director of Library Services, Jane Berger, and Professor of English, Jen Hazel.
Welcome back, everyone, to Let's Talk Big. I'm Jen Hazel, and I have with me
Jane Berger.
And we have today...
Yeah, drum roll.
We have with us today Sarah Novick. Yay! So we are going to dive right in. Jane, would you like to start?
Wow, I absolutely would. Sarah, what inspired you to write about a residential high school for deaf students?
Well, thank you for having me here, first of all.
Thank you for being here.
And really, I was inspired. The inspiration for this book was from two places. One of them was I read a newspaper article, and it was about a lawsuit that related to the cochlear implant, a company that provided cochlear implants. And there were some individuals that had gotten the implant that were experiencing very bad difficulties with that implant. And the people that worked for that company, like the engineers, they were aware that those issues were happening. And so I'm just trying to kind of bring awareness to that.
Awesome. Thank you.
I myself have never actually experienced that. And at the same time, I was thinking about, I don't know, I want to share this information with people. And I also am of a creative writer. And so I kind of wanted to dive into how it would feel, you know, to have those thoughts and those things happening inside of your head. So that's kind of where I started. And then the second thing that happened was that we were moving to Ohio for my partner's work. So we were transferring to another city in Ohio. One second. To Cincinnati. And I didn't know anything about that area. And I wasn't sure what it was going to be like to be there. And I got there, and it was a little bit of a culture shock for me. And so I didn't know the people there. I wasn't sure what to do, you know, and at night I would just kind of pace, wander, walk the streets, you know, see the city. And one night I passed a deaf school there, a residential school there. It's, one second. St. Rita's School for the Deaf. Okay. And I was checking it out. I passed some teenage girls that were there on campus, and they were clearly trying to escape, trying to sneak out of the school. And, you know, I didn't know what to do, but I got really excited about it because I was seeing them signing. And I was meeting, and I was like, hi, hello. And it was very exciting for me. And then I thought they might be scared of me, you know, because I'm an adult. But anyway, then we started to have a conversation, and I was just telling them where I had come from, and we just had a great chat. And for me, that moment was very important. It was a very critical part of the story itself, you know, because in the past, it was kind of a reminder for me of where we have that language, and that's, you know, that's home for us.
Yep.
So, and also it kind of made me curious, what are they doing after? What were they going to do for the night?
I love it.
That is a great story. I kind of have a little bit of a follow-up with that, Sarah. When you were talking about the article with the cochlear implants and you were saying people were having difficulties, was it the difficulties in nature of causing other medical issues? Or was it we saw a film in the fall here that kind of what The Sound of Metal that kind of helped, I think, us as hearing people better understand what sometimes a cochlear implant can sound like. So I was just curious as to what the issues were.
You're right. That is a very, those are two very separate things. So the sound of metal, I think, is a very good example of how sound works with cochlear implant, from what other people have told me. I obviously I haven't heard it myself, so I'm not sure, but that's a very a normal example. It's a very typical thing that happens. So this lawsuit was more related to the health issues, because what would happen is the moisture, would get inside the ear area where the surgery had happened and interact with the technology. And then what was happening is that people were experiencing very bad infections. Some people would have, they would almost feel like an electric shock or like a zap. Some people were having seizures. So there was a whole list of medical issues that happened because of that.
Okay, thank you for the
Yeah.
clarification on that.
Sure.
Okay, so next question. How much, if any, of your own experience influence the story or the characters?
Ooh, let me think about that. I'm trying to think about that. I think that most people kind of assume that my relationship, I would mostly relate to the character of Charlie. And I think that that's on a very surface level, that would be true. Because I was born hearing and I did enter the deaf world late. And so I do have that similarity with that experience of just, or with that character of just sort of showing up and picking up sign language and the frustrations and the overwhelming and learning everything. But I also had a little bit of a bad attitude as a teen. So, another similarity with that character.
Yeah, don't we all?
And then the fun thing about writing about the deaf world is that I'm able to kind of insert just a little bits of myself into each of the characters. And so, obviously in a very surface way, you could see, yes, I relate to Charlie quite well. But while I was writing, I also was looking at the different perspectives, the different characters, and I was seeing where I could put little bits of myself into each character. And then as a teacher, I of course relate to February as well. Yeah.
Great, thanks. What do you think makes residential schools for the deaf unique outside of the obvious, or important specifically to the deaf culture?
I think that most people, well, let me think for a sec. When I was thinking about the culture, we tend to think about language because most people think about the way that our culture and language has been passed down from the generations. So in a family, that's usually what happens. Those traditions and culture is passed down generationally. But for deaf children, there's typically that barrier as it doesn't get fully passed down to them. So 90% of deaf children have hearing parents. And most of those hearing parents have never met another deaf person until they meet their own child. And I mean, they have that baby and they're like, oh shit, what am I, what, you know? And so then what happens is those people will meet with a doctor, an audiologist, and they'll say, oh, don't worry about it. We can fix it. We can fix the baby. There, you know, it's possible for us to fix this child. And so then that perspective is very typical for most families. And that means that about 8% of the families will learn sign language. That's it.
That's shocking to me.
So then if the deaf child, yeah, I agree, yeah. So then if the deaf child will it gets a chance to have that full 100% access to language. Really, the one way that that happens is when they go to a residential school. For most children, that's what happens. And then they're finally able to meet other deaf kids, deaf adults. And that's very important because that's how language is passed down from adult to child. And so for deaf kids that aren't given that access, that can obviously cause language deprivation. And then they also, it can cause a lot of problems with self-confidence, self-esteem, identity. And that's very, very common experience for deaf children, for them to think that they're going to die before they become an adult because they've never met a deaf adult before. And, you know, some people say that they think they're going to grow up to become hearing. They'll outgrow their deafness. And, you know, because they've never met deaf adults. And so, you know, it's very dangerous, to kind of try to go through and navigate the world never seeing yourself in others.
Yeah, I think you did such a great job, portraying all of those feelings and emotions, especially well with each of the characters, but definitely with Charlie, and the struggle between her and her mom and such. It was we really and thoroughly enjoyed it. I learned a lot, so thank you.
And Sarah, thank you for that. Talking a little bit about that, one of the things early on that we talked about in our book club was that idea of like once the child is born, wondering if it was like a we can fix, we can fix. And we would often say in book club, well, I wonder how it would be different for children if there was someone there at the same time who was also like, you know, this is a possibility, like a cochlear implant, but also being able to learn this language, learning ASL and saying they can have a whole community in this way. And if there was more like support for that, I know in our area, we have a strong ASL interpreting program here at Owens Community College. And we're really just getting started, but we have some great stuff. We have some wonderful instructors. And really, we get asked all the time from the community libraries to come and host workshops on it because there is such a need in the community for needing to be able to like learn that language and being able to help that communication. So I think that that's super, I really appreciate hearing that that's kind of like how we were thinking that it kind of went. So that's super helpful. Please join us for part two of Sarah Novak's interview next week.
Keep talking big.
Catch Let's Talk Big on Outkast OCCR Owens Community College Radio every Thursday at 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 7 p.m., and 10 p.m., and at various times throughout the week. Or listen anytime on the Outcom RSS feed. Visit owensoutcom.com for the link. That's Outcome with two M's. OwensOutcome.com for Let's Talk Big.